Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Stoic Mental Armor. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and let's be real, life can sometimes feel like a runaway train heading straight towards chaos, right? Between deadlines, relationships, social media pressure, well, you get the picture. It's enough to make anyone want to grab a stress ball and scream into the void. But what if I told you there's a superpower we all possess that can help us navigate those turbulent waters with grace and resilience? That superpower is mindfulness. No, seriously, it's not about chanting om in a dimly lit room, although that can be nice too. Mindfulness is about training your mind to stay present, to observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and to respond instead of reacting to the craziness around you. And trust me, this isn't just some airy-fairy philosophy. This stuff actually works. Think of it as building mental armor, a shield against negativity, stress, and all those emotional landmines life loves to throw our way. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you practice mindfulness in even the most challenging situations. First up, recognize your triggers. We all have those things, big or small, that send our emotions spiraling. Maybe it's a particular person, a certain topic, or even just a specific time of day. Once you know your triggers, you can start to anticipate them and prepare yourself mentally. Imagine it like prepping for a storm. You batten down the hatches, gather your supplies, and ride out the wind. Second, practice deep breathing. It sounds simple, but taking a few slow, deep breaths can instantly calm your nervous system. When stress hits, that racing heart feeling kicks in, right? But by consciously slowing your breath, you send a signal to your body to chill out. Think of it as hitting the pause button on autopilot. Third, reframe your thoughts. We all have that inner critic, that voice that loves to magnify our problems and make us feel inadequate. But here's the thing, we can choose to challenge those negative thoughts. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? What would I say to a friend who was thinking this way? Often, by simply changing the lens through which we view things, we can shift our entire emotional landscape. Number 4, focus on what you can control. Life is full of uncertainties, but there are always things within our power. Instead of dwelling on what's out of your hands, focus your energy on taking action in areas where you can make a difference. This sense of agency can be incredibly empowering, like turning that ship around and steering it towards calmer waters. And finally, practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in the negativity, but taking a moment each day to appreciate the good things, big or small, can have a profound impact on your outlook. Ever felt that sense of contentment after a delicious meal, a walk in nature, or even just a heartfelt conversation? That's gratitude in action, and it's a powerful antidote to stress and anxiety. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're running late for an important meeting. Traffic is jammed, your phone keeps buzzing with notifications, and you spill coffee all over yourself. Chaos, right? Now, imagine 2 different scenarios. In the first, you panic, get flustered, and start yelling at everyone in sight. Not a great look, right? But in the second scenario, you take a deep breath, remind yourself that you can't control the traffic or the notifications, and focus on what you can control, your attitude and your actions. You arrive at the meeting a little frazzled, but calm and collected, ready to tackle the day with grace. See the difference? Mindfulness isn't about eliminating stress, it's about learning to manage it effectively. It's about choosing how you respond to challenging situations instead of being swept away by them. Remember, everyone experiences stressful moments. It's what we do next that truly matters. So, what are your takeaways from today's episode? Identify those triggers, breathe deeply, challenge those negative thoughts, focus on the controllable, and don't forget to practice gratitude. These are your secret weapons for staying calm, collected, and unstoppable even when life throws its best or worst at you. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little stoic wisdom, maybe a friend, family member, or even that coworker who always seems stressed out. Let's spread the mindfulness love. And until next time, keep your mind sharp and your spirit high.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.